Morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Duff, we'll talk through today. You must be very proud of Ball of Muscle, and I know you're targeting Perth. He's been a star for you this campaign.
He has, yeah. He's found a new lease of life, and it's been a bit of a common theme with the family there, of them sort of really having some sort of down preps, but then coming back and be able to perform as older horses, and you know, at 8 and 9 years old. So, look, hopefully there's a bit more racing in him yet. He certainly is giving us that indication. Worked really well this morning, and you know, looking forward to getting him to Perth.
Is there any more left out of that family? I think, is she still around the mare?
No, she died last year, and she might be one over with Murray Baker in New Zealand. Peter might have had one there at some stage, but there's no more coming through my place, that's for sure.
Okay. Today, you know, no real standouts, but a couple of interesting horses at odds. Absolute Control, a two-year-old before Christmas for you, that's pretty unusual.
It is. He's just stood up really well to what I've asked him to do. Convinced he's a really nice horse. Whether or not he's ready, obviously we'll find out today, but I do think he's a horse of really good quality. And he's got a beautiful temperament. He's handled the preparation all very easily so far. You'll see a very relaxed colt walk around the yard today. And as I've got no doubt he's going to make the grade. It's just a matter of when he's going to measure up.
Destiny's Kiss, trying to defend his title again. We know one thing. He'll be very brave again.
He will, yeah. Look, a mile and a half at Randwick is really a pet distance, track and distance for him. So we know how strong he'll be through the line. He's had a little bit of luck. He's won similar races in the past. Maybe think this one today's a little bit stronger, just a little bit more depth than what we sometimes see in these kind of these listed races. So, but he'll get a good tempo, and he's got conditions to suit. So anyone who likes backing the horse, I certainly wouldn't be turning him off today.
Cosmologist, he's got a bit of a record now. 6 wins from 12 starts and 3 of his past 4. Look, up in class, but the wet may offset that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the wet really brings him to the race, and I probably wouldn't run him if it wasn't wet today. He's a horse who is obviously very early on in his career, but he looks very promising to me, and I do think he won the mile and a half. Not very often you can you know that before you try them at it, but he just seems a horse with great stamina. He hasn't got much of a turn of foot, but he just keeps grinding away, and I think down there with 53 and a half, actually, it'll be the stamina. That kind of weight on his back, he'd be really hard to run down.
Race 5, Raymond, he looks tough and fit.
Yeah, he's good. He's been really good so far this preparation. He's built into the preparation. Each runner has got progressively better. And, you know, with no weight on his back, again, similar to last start, I can see him running a bold sort of race. He sort of can race up on the speed, make his own luck. A horse in consistent form, but in a probably what looks to be a pretty open race.
Brian Crowley, 15 rounds, self-interest, but you keep telling me he's above average.
Yeah, no, I really like him. He's got a good future. I think today will tell us whether it's going to be this spring or maybe the autumn for him. So happy to see the track drying out for him. It's not that I know that he can't go on it, but I don't want an extra variable in there that we don't need. So he's blinkers first time, which I think is a really good addition for him. And he's one of my more interesting runners today.
Pecans, 2 trials. I did read a report. We shouldn't worry about the trials. Look, not that she's gone awful, but she just hasn't pinged in those trials.
No, and she doesn't. It's quite strange. Maybe it's just tempo, trial tempo that she doesn't really enjoy that much. But she never really does much in the trials. But then she comes to the races, you can see. Since she's been in my stable, she's been really consistent and just turns up with her A game every time. So she's a lovely, lovely mare, and I expect her to run well in what to me doesn't look a very deep race.
No. And Passage of Time, the big boy, he's had a couple of trials. I think he's obviously better than what we saw last preparation.
He was pretty plain last prep and sort of battled a couple of foot issues with him. I think they're right. Look, I thought his trial the other day was a little bit plain. Would have liked to have seen him do more, but he gets his blinkers back on today. He certainly loves a wet track, and he's got a very good fresh record too. I think he's 2 from 3, so he goes there ready to go today. Lovely big stallion, and you know, I think today will tell us a lot about how well he's come up for the preparation.
Okay, and just back to Ball of Muscle, his next run will be in Perth, is that right?
Yeah, look, I think so. I haven't totally ruled out running him in another race in Melbourne, but I think at this stage he's had... run every 2 weeks for the last 8 weeks, cop 3 trips away to Melbourne. And to be fair to him and to give him his best chance in Perth, I don't think Perth can be an afterthought. I think he needs to be prepared specifically for that. So probably just a trial here before he goes would be the best preparation for him.
Good luck today.
Hang on a sec. Hang on. I'm learning something this morning, Joe. It sounds like Duff's going to Perth. What's going on there, Ron?
I'm going to Perth.
Yeah.
We should all go to Perth.
Yeah, I'm going to
well,
Perth.
Well, you haven't asked a question about the Perth Carnival before, and dropping one. Are you going to Perth? Hey?
Yeah, I am. I am going to Perth this year.
Oh, geez, hang on. We might have to do.
I won't be getting up at 2 o'clock. I won't be doing. Yeah. Getting up at 2 o'clock when you get on here.
Yeah, you'll be doing the Sydney tips at 2 a.m. in the morning. Hey, Joe, thanks for your time. Good luck today. You got a large team. Yeah, good on you, mate. Thank you.